Well, that concludes the program for this evening and essentially concludes EBC 2022. It's been 3 years since we've been able to come together in such a manner as this, and the Lord knows. And the Lord, in His infinite grace, always seeking how He might encourage and build us up, has allowed us to be here together this year. We've come out of our different homes, our different places, local assemblies, different countries. We've been able, by the Lord's grace, to meet together and enjoy fellowship together. And what is the common bond that has brought us together? It's a relationship we have in the one who has redeemed us, our Lord and Savior. And He knew exactly what we need, what we needed. We began the week, and where did He point us? He opened up the heavens to us, and He said, "Look up." And what did we see? We looked above, and we see Him crowned with glory and with honor. The man of God's counsel seated on the Father's throne. He knew what we needed. He turned our gaze upon Himself, the one who is able to encourage, to build up, to strengthen, to keep us. And there is no other. We've come from a time in this scene, I can say for myself, you know your own hearts. We've come through a time where we realize in a very real and fresh way the deception of the enemy that is going on in the world. We've never been in a time when people are so divided. And I would say there's also much discouragement. All of this is the effort of the enemy. But you know what, brothers and sisters? The enemy is also defeated. And we serve a living, glorified, and victorious Savior. And whether or wherever we are in our Christian lives, or whatever the influences are, or whatever the motivation is that is seeking to pull us down, where have we been this week? With the young people, where have we been? We've been in the heavenly places. We've been enjoying the things that are there that Christ has prepared for us. The blessings received, and where they are reserved and preserved, and where rust cannot corrupt, and where no man can take away, but are we getting a hold of them? As we leave, let's be reminded of what began when we came together. The fact that we were turned upwards to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now as we leave, may our gaze ever be on Him, looking off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despised the shame. And He is the one who is set there at the right hand of God. And he's given us a joy that is ours, that is now to appropriate, that'll carry us through this scene. You know what his joy was? His joy was that he would redeem for himself a people for his own possession. And he is waiting for the fruit of the travail of his soul, when we shall be gathered together around him, and he will be there in the midst, and every knee will bow before him, and he will be glorified as Lord in Christ. There's another time where there is a parting. In the book of Acts, when the Apostle Paul was leaving to go to Jerusalem, and he had just been with the Ephesian elders, and he was boarding the ship, and he knew that he was not going to see them ever again. And he gives them a word of encouragement. And that's the word of encouragement I just want to share with you this evening, and then we'll close. We won't be long. When we read in the scriptures in Acts chapter 20, that Paul is speaking to the Ephesian brethren, and he says to them, "Brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." You know, we will be going back to our homes. We are still in a wilderness. The enemy is still seeking how he might destroy. But Paul says, "I commend you to God." He didn't commend them to any other man. Nowhere where there would be failure. "I commend you to God, the one in whom they had a relationship that could not be destroyed, the one in whom they were secure eternally. I commend you to God." We spoke this week. Sealed until the day of redemption. No man can pluck you out of his hand. We are secure in him. And I commend you to God, the one in whom we have an eternal relationship. No man can destroy that. Take that with you. We're in a world of deception. We heard it tonight. The question raised by Pilate, what is truth? And what do we see all around us? Good is evil, and evil is good. What is truth? The very one who was truth, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That very one is the one who stood before Pilate, truth personified. And Pilate could ask the question, "What is truth?" And we live in a world of deception and corruption. And what does Paul say? "Not only do I commend you to God, but to the word of his grace." The word of his grace. His word is truth. We have the scripture. We have the truth. And we can rely on the truth of the word of God. In a world of deception, we have the word of truth and the word of his grace. Are you discouraged? Here at the end of this conference, I trust there is no one that is discouraged. We've come together, and what an encouragement it has been to be together and share in this fellowship that we have with each other and with our Lord and Savior together. I trust no one. And I trust that we aren't discouraged as we go through the wilderness. But you know, we have the resource for that too. And when Paul writes, he says, I commend you to God and the word of his grace, which is able to do what? To build you up, to encourage you. We have the resources that have been given to us by our blessed Lord and Savior. He has not shortchanged us on one hand or the other. Discouragement? Are we in the Word? Are we spending time in the presence of our Lord and Savior, being built up by reading His Word and letting it speak to my heart? And in this divided condition that we are in this world, when Paul writes, he says, to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. You know, we could say, and I want you to understand what I mean, we're already a divided people in the positive sense. We're set apart for God, by Him. We are His, sanctified and set apart for Christ here in this world. Yes, this world has rejected Him and cast Him out. But we are united together in Him. And let's remember that the enemy is defeated. He's a defeated foe, and we stand on victory ground, resurrection ground. The enemy has been put, as it says in Hebrews chapter 2, he slew him who had the power of death, that is the devil, by going into death. And how did he do that? By the death of the cross. He is a defeated foe. Let's be encouraged. We have all the resources that we need for the wilderness. And we can be encouraged, we can be built up, and we have the Word of God, we have the Word of His grace. And so as we leave together, let's carry this with us. And as Paul could say, and we take it to ourselves, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. May the Lord keep and encourage each one. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. And He's coming soon. May our eyes be fixed on Him. And as we look up, and we look up on Him, the one who is victorious, all of this around us, the scene here below, is not in the object of our vision. May He be the object, bright and fair, as we go from day to day and be encouraged. And let's seek to encourage one another in the Lord. And let us build one another up. So easy to tear each other down, but let's look off to our blessed Lord who has redeemed us and build us, and let's build one another up in the Lord. May we be encouraged. I commend you to God and to the word of His grace. Let's just give thanks and bow our heads.